Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. For all my new subscribers, please go check out my 4 forums that I started for all of you. The links are down below in the description box, as well as the transcript to this message. On the 4th of May, I received a flash dream and 2 words that I want to share with you all, brothers and sisters. The flash dream was very strange. However, I knew immediately what it was about when I woke up. In this dream, I saw myself and I asked a question. I don't know who I was asking. I just asked a question, and then I heard a voice that gave me the answer. And this is what I asked. I asked, are there more stars coming? Are there more stars coming? And then I heard a voice, and the voice said, no, there are no more coming. And I woke up and wrote it down and went back to sleep. That's what happens when I get something prophetic. The Lord always wakes me up so I can write it down. I went back to sleep. And when I went back to sleep, I heard this. I heard black-eyed people. That's the word that I heard. Black-eyed people. When I woke up the next morning, I knew in my spirit that this had to do with the fallen angels. And I knew it had to do with Revelation 12, especially verse 9, where it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Also in Revelation 9:1, it talks about a star that falls from the heaven unto the earth, and was given the key to the bottomless pit. Now, this could also refer to a fallen angel that was a star. Some people say it's actually Satan, and it could be. I don't know. But what I believe the Lord was trying to show me was that the fallen angels are here, brothers and sisters. Take this to the Lord for your own confirmation, and also for more instruction. The black-eyed people I knew nothing about. I looked it up and found out there was such a thing. I believe what the Lord was trying to show me about this book, these black-eyed people, is that these are people without souls. Because, you know, it says that in the Bible, it says that the eye is the lamp of the body. And when your eye is good, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad or dark, your whole body will be full of darkness. And you can see that in Matthew 6, 22 through 23. So I believe that these black-eyed people that the Lord was showing me are people who have no souls and are full of darkness. And so somehow they are connected with the fallen angels. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand, as true believers in Jesus Christ, that it is imperative that we become offensive in our spiritual warfare, because we have to understand the wickedness that is now here and surrounds us. We must put on that full armor of God that you can see in Ephesians 6, and we need to stand our ground. We also need to apply and claim the blood of Jesus. We need to anoint ourselves with consecrated oil. And I will have a link on how to do that down below for those of you who aren't familiar about anointing yourself. We must be praying and fasting. We must be praying hourly, brothers and sisters. We also need to be studying and memorizing the Word of God and getting the Word of God in us, so we know how to fight the good fight, the spiritual fight that God has put us in. All right, the last word I want to share with you right now that I got the same night when I went back to sleep. And I believe that it is the Lord's instruction to us from the Word on what He wants us to do. And this is what I heard. I heard letting go of the thing or things that hinder. Letting go of the thing that hinders. So I ask you this question. What is hindering you today from a closer walk with the Lord? Is there a sin in your life that you need to confess and repent and ask the Holy Spirit to help you get rid of? Because right now, we need to be walking in a pure and holy way so we can hear what the Lord is trying to tell us. And so we can also battle in the Spirit. You don't want to do spiritual warfare if you are living in sin, because it's not going to work. It's going to be disastrous. You have to be walking in submission to the Lord. All right, so this is the verse that I believe the Holy Spirit was pointing to when I got letting go of the thing that hinders. Ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit to show you what is hindering you from hearing from Him. What is hindering you? Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.